This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. There's a new state law aimed at reducing soil erosion caused by the transfer of water out of the Arkansas River Basin. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Municipalities and developers often purchase rights and move irrigation water away from agricultural areas. Ty Winter represents a large portion of the lower Arkansas River Basin at the State House. During the legislative session, he said, those transfers leave farmland dry and results in
beautiful lawns and beautiful golf courses in the urban areas, but what's left in my district is fallow fields, dust, weeds.
Winter says the water loss causes environmental and economic problems for the surrounding communities. Beginning next year, the law requires a water right owner to revegetate the land and implement other soil management practices before using the water elsewhere. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Keep an eye on your mailbox for your primary ballot. It should be arriving soon. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more on what voters can expect.
County clerks started mailing primary ballots to active voters on Monday. All ballots will need to be in the mail by the end of the week. There's some high-profile primary races for both the Democratic and Republican parties, including the governor's race. All statewide offices are open seats this year. Voters registered with a political party will only receive their party's ballot, and that includes voters registered with the Unity Party and the Libertarian Party. Unaffiliated voters will get both major party ballots and only be allowed to return one party's ballot. Colorado's primary is June 30th. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
You can find more news online at cpr.org, and you can find our voter guide there at cpr.org/vote.